Hello and welcome to KSFM. I'm Sam Riemann and I have flu, so shut up. With me in the studio are Carl Terry, our resident bleeding orc.
Yeah.
And
changed from last time as well.
Simon Chambers, whose mic is a bit dodgy, so we apologise. Also known as Grandpa Gimli. Also with us we have our podcast elf, Della Thomas, who will be assisting me if I pass out any time during this recording. Right, has anyone got any ideas? This is what being ill does to you when you do radio work. Anyone got any ideas for FM?
Oh god, I haven't thought about it.
If anyone says anything related to flu, I will punch them.
Flu man.
Fuck you, Carl.
Carl, I'm flu man.
Fecal matter.
Lovely.
Yes.
Carl, Sam, fecal matter. Brilliant. That's pretty much brilliant.
Roll with it.
roll with fecal matter. I'm not a dung beetle.
Could have fooled me.
I will actually stab you with flu.
Flu in the form of a sharp object.
Well, I'll probably sneeze onto the sharp object, then stab him. Or cough, either one.
Injecting flu directly into my body.
I have a pencil.
Holy
thank the podcast elf.
Holy shit.
It's a bit blunt, but you know, fuck it, I'll work with it. I'll roll with it, Simon.
What pencil is it? Is it in...
Turn it into a
shape. What's its...
What do you mean, what kind of pencil is it? It's a pencil. It's made in Germany. It's called a Stepdeleder.
Stepdeleder.
It's a HB2.
I never understood that, the difference between HB2s and all those different pencils.
Half biro.
actually, it's the pencil hardness.
What does HB stand for?
Does that mean you can do it like do stuff like that?
What, where it gives the illusion of it wobbling?
You're doing it right.
You're putting the least amount of effort into that note to me.
I'm fucking ill, okay? You know, does it mean you can make it wobble better than before? You can do that.
You were like a really shit wizard, though. You're like...
You should do this spell and you shall love it.
God, I was amused.
I've no phrases.
You're just going to be sitting there for... Do you flick that at me, Kyle? And it will be the end of your short life.
Fucking hell.
Okay, you flicked it at Simon. I can live with that.
I can live with that. It's all good.
Oh, man. When are we doing the first song, guys?
The first song? It's only been 2 minutes into the podcast. Jesus Christ,
calm
down.
Are we that boring already, Simon?
No.
Well, the first song is incredibly depressing and
I haven't
useless.
Got anything to think about. To talk about.
Same thing. Oh, no, don't start him on Jaffers.
I did just recently buy loads.
Oh, fucking hell.
For the
weekend.
I thought you bought... Oh, wait, no, you bought loads on the weekend as
72
well.
72 at the weekend and I've still got a packet left. Well, half packet. About to end. My Skyrim.
You say you're going to laugh at him if he gets diabetes.
My Skyrim fund's going quite well now.
Skyrim fund.
I'm back up to £25 because I spent a bit.
I have nothing.
I'll save money. Oh no, I just spent some. Fuck.
£20 to last me a month because I went out drinking.
Drinking is good.
I have nothing to last me at all to Christmas.
Jesus Christ, what is this depression corner?
Yeah, practically.
Well, it will be in a minute.
Fucking leg, Simon.
Sorry.
This is a very cramped studio, I have to
why
admit.
Why is your leg on my side?
What do you mean side?
I'm going to stab you with this pencil if you don't move your leg.
I'm ill, okay? Let me stretch.
Jesus.
People disgust me.
Why can't you stretch off of a cliff?
That's your job.
And let go.
They give a detailed explanation to that bloody insult.
Cliff yoga.
Why don't you go stretch up a cliff and let go and fall to your death on rocks?
And hit the ground and explode.
Explode.
Your body will burst like a balloon. A big meaty balloon.
Explode. Yeah, wait a minute. Your body doesn't exactly explode. You don't get to the bottom and then your stomach does all of a sudden bursts.
Just before you hit the floor, your whole body just explodes like a balloon.
You splat. You don't blow up and go everywhere.
It's not Terraria where you just kind of hit the ground and go... The arm goes one way, head goes another.
God, Jesus.
It's Carl's version of death.
I'm going to explode when I die. Balls to you. Put me in a firework.
I wonder what happened if you get stabbed. You know, what then? Would you explode?
Would
you go splat?
Like a balloon, and it'll be like...
Yeah, it'd be like a balloon.
Confuse the shit out of the chap that did it.
What is this?
What the fuck, bruv?
What just happened?
It's a flu, Chav. Chav, we've also got flu.
Oh, bruv.
Alright, it's been enough time. Let's play the first oppressive song that you've been playing. Right, who requested this one, Kyle?
Lisa Huntley.
And who is that?
My girlfriend.
And why does she choose this really depressing music?
Because she likes it.
She is very weird. Alright, this is Jeremy Messersmith.
I love the fact that I'm getting all the bitching here.
With a boy... sorry, a girl. A girl, a boy, and a graveyard. And that's it, I finally got there.
Lucy takes the long way home. Meets me in a field of stone. She says, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel. My body's cold, my guts are twisted steel. And I feel like I'm some kind of Frankenstein, waiting for a shock to bring me back to life. But I don't want to spend my time waiting for lightning to strike. So underneath a concrete sky, Lucy puts her hand in mine. She says, life's a game we're meant to lose. Stick by me and I will stick by you. Cause I'm like a princess in a castle high, waiting for a kiss to bring me back to life. But I don't wanna spend my time waiting for just another guy.
Right, that was an incredibly depressive song by Jeremy Messersmith.
Hold on, I might just go cut myself.
Oh my God.
You do that anyway.
God, I'm probably going to get a bollocking for saying that.
Yes, you are.
Yep.
It's what you already do.
We're going to make it worse, even though my mic's gone again.
Well, I'm kind of picking you up on this one.
It's gone.
It left ages ago.
Hello.
Simon, come over here.
Go cuddle with Kyle.
We'll share a microphone.
Alright, hang on 1 minute, viewers. We're experiencing technical difficulties of a Simon-related nature. Please enjoy this music in the meantime.
Okay, we're back.
And now a quick word. And now a quick word from our sponsors.
This is weird.
Have you got thrush?
What?
Yep, those are our sponsors. People who are just taunting you for having thrush.
have you got thrush? Good!
Have you got thrush?
LOL! We're not going to do anything about it.
Budge up, you fucking...
Why don't you just sit on his lap? You might as well be spooning each other.
Oh.
Don't worry, I know how I can move him.
But there's no alcohol involved, so...
Doesn't matter,
we don't need it.
Oh.
Oh. Bromance.
It's the final
countdown. No, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
It's the Cambridge Olympic advert. They've got loads of really weird people.
I don't like that advert.
And that one bloke who's like,
yeah, I really do not like the Cadbury's Olympic advert, because, you know, it says keep Team GB pumped, but I don't think they actually give a shit about us singing to them.
Probably not.
Because, you know, if I started singing the final cap, which I'm not going to do, to Team GB, they'll be like, what the fuck is this little emo twat singing to me for? This isn't going to help me break the world record. This isn't going to help me beat that Jamaican guy before. I'm saying that this British accent, this British Olympist is white. I don't know why.
Oh, there's that bird doing gymnastics on a TV.
Oh, I've seen that advert.
I'm legally not allowed to watch gymnastics.
Have you got like restraining order against right, every gymnast on the planet?
Probably.
Let me rephrase that. He has a thing for anything that can bend.
Yeah, flexible rulers turn me on.
Oh, hey! Back down, Sam.
What's your favourite Olympic sport?
Javelins, because they're pointy.
Pointy and you can pierce yourself with them.
No, pierce other people more like.
Are you sure?
The discus. The discus.
Why? Because it's like a frisbee.
What, X came third when I was in primary school, bitches?
Oh my god, I got a good score in javelin.
That's all it is. It's
repressed childhood memories.
Do you know all that discus is? It's extremely happy, fun frisbee time.
Tench frisbee.
No, it's when you get pissed off for your games. That's the practice.
Shot put.
People who play discus are very annoyed gamers.
Like the old PS1 where it freezes up, so you just start spinning around and
motherfucker! Out the window!
I've actually done that. I've thrown a game out a window. It was Total Driving 2 on the PS1, and it was bad.
I remember getting angry at something once and breaking one of my games, and my hand started bleeding.
Whoa.
But I was, like, really young at the time.
And thus the legend of Kyle the Bleeder began.
Oh, Kyle.
He realised that it made him feel good inside.
I've got the sudden urge to punch Simon in the face.
You've got a jingle.
Kyle. Just sounds like a sexy ghost that's trying to rape him.
Rapey ghost. What are you doing? Cook me a steak.
I've got to say that my favorite Olympic sport is the hurdles, just because there's always one guy that always fucks up on every hurdle,
like Joe.
And then he tries to play it cool. You know, he's legging it.
What, lands flat on his face?
But then, you know, flat. He keeps going all the way to the end, and he's knocked down every hurdle. And you know, in his mind, he's just going like 12 years of fucking practice just to knock down every pissing hurdle I jump over.
So it looks like a complete twat in front of the nation.
I just find that entertaining for me.
Haven't they changed the rules when it comes to the Olympics now and all kinds of like athletic events? Like, you know, you got false starts.
Well, there has to be at least one white man in the event.
You know, they've got a false start. Like, if one person goes early, then they have to start again. And then if he does it again, then he gets disqualified.
Yes.
Yeah, I think they've taken that out. And now if it's one false start, then it ends.
And the race is going, it's over.
No,
I think that person is disqualified instantly. There's no warning now. I think they've taken it out.
What if you sneeze? What if you sneeze and move across the starting point?
Then
that's tough shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't fucking sneeze when you're in the fucking Olympics. You should be healthy.
You have 4 years.
can you play the race card and be like, yo, is it just because I'm English? are you wanting Jamaica to win again?
Shut up.
Whatever. Kenya, Jamaica, the
same place.
My geography skills aren't that great, so.
Kenya.
I didn't. Oh,
Mr. Weeble.
Kenya.
I love
Mr.
The place
Weeble.
Where dreams.
Hello.
You looking for Simba there?
Hello.
Mate?
I am Kenya.
What the hell?
We are
all Kenya.
We are all the Kenya. Please start singing the Lion King song.
What? What? Even my flu has reached a stage where I'm actually starting to trip out.
It's all a hallucination, Sam.
Stop it!
I'm taking the mic away.
Stop it now.
Wave the microphone away.
I'm glad your mic is broken. I'm glad your microphone is broken, because now I don't want to give you a mic next week. I don't even want to fix it. I'm just going to go back to me and Kyle. Sure, we lose 50% of the funding. But still, I have someone to talk to. Shut up, podcast
If you
elf.
Know the words elf, then you sing it.
I think we should move on to our next song. Yes. This has gotten a bit out of hand.
Yes. Please, for the love of all that's humane, get these two singing tards out of here.
This is a song that is actually... Shut up, both of you. I am in control and I will turn your microphone off.
I'm a butterfly.
I will get it right this time because there's only one mic I can turn off. But yeah, this is a song that was requested by our podcast elf, Della Thomas, and it's her boyfriend's band, actually. They're called Concept.
Shout out.
Look them up. Like them, hate them, send them
hate mail, death mail.
Yeah, send them death mail. Actually, that could be interesting.
Penis
send
mail.
Death mail to Michael
Jen. Yeah, and send something to Simon.
Penis yeah, send gay porn mags to Simon.
Jaffa mail.
No.
You get Jaffa mail.
I wonder if there is. I wonder if there is a magazine called Jaffa Cake Weekly.
When I say Jaffa mail, I don't mean like Jaffa cakes in the letter. I mean a letter inside a Jaffa cake.
No, I was thinking you said Jaffa mail is in like.
How would you? How would you retrieve the letter if it was inside a Jaffa cake?
You'd bite it like a
fortune cookie. Because I know that you hate doing the thing which most people do. It's where you sort of bite off the chocolate around the area and leave the Jaffa there. I know you hate it when people do that, so how would you actually get the envelope out?
You bite into it, but you don't bite all the way down until you bite into the paper, then you kind of scrape.
Bite and scrape.
Is it just easier to open it up like a fortune cookie?
No, you don't open a Jaffa cake. You eat it whole. You don't take it bit by bit. You just shove it in your gob.
Yeah, but if you've only got like a pack of 20...
Yeah, what
also,
yeah.
Bring that
what about the... the advert back in the day where it was the primary school teacher that goes...
That's acceptable.
Quarter moon. Dr. Licklips. If my if one of my primary school tutors did that, will you knock the mic when I'm doing a link?
You don't remember that.
Yeah.
Honey.
I don't actually remember most of my
honey
primary
thinks.
School years. But if one of my primary school tutors did that,
honey.
It would be a revolt in class. I would have to explain that Kyle, for some reason, instead of using traditional medicine, has taken to gulping down honey. Instead of using throat lozenges, also I think you can get honey flavored suvas.
Yeah, you can.
So I might buy.
Disgusting.
No, it's honey flavored halls.
Yeah, but he's drinking honey out. You're drinking honey out of a bottle.
It's good
straight.
For a sore throat.
Yeah, but
it's
also medicine is good for a sore throat.
If you have a spoonful of loads of honey, you don't get that bad hay fever.
Well, I don't get hay fever. So.
I do.
Anyway, going back to the original point. This is a song by Concept.
Oh no.
And it's called The Piper's... Is it called The Piper's Song?
The Piper's Song.
Okay. This is called The Piper's Song.
It's
enjoy all.
Thank you.
Sorry about that, I'm cutting you off.
Shut up.
That was very good. We applaud that. Well, yeah.
Even I know that I could take the piss out of that.
Yeah, but I want to be nice to
you, like Kelsey. You
up
like,
and coming
like,
bands.
Hang up with him.
Yeah, it's always good.
He seems like a nice guy, but he just stands in the background with his shades on, just going.
That's because he's like
just like that guy at the colourful.
Afraid of us. There's nothing to be afraid
radio.
Of.
Fucking should be.
We've got an emo, a weed man with a big nose, and then there's just me.
Fuck
who's
face.
He was like, oh, I would like to get to know your friends, but you don't want to upset them.
How can
Why would he upset us?
He'll be the other way round for me.
He's my boyfriend. He's got like he's like become a little bit like me now.
So he's a twat.
A massive C word.
I know.
That too.
Yeah. At least I'm not Charlotte.
Man, this station is dusty as hell.
It's like it's not been used in 5 years.
Why do I have to clean this for you now?
No, I'm cleaning it myself, woman. Oh, God, actually, yeah, you better clean it. And
hey!
Because, you know, I got to rescue my masculinity.
Oh!
Or whatever's left of it.
Dirty.
It is dirty.
Clean.
Given the fucking radio studio spring dusting here, what's going on? Lovely, Kyle.
That'll be the honey.
I wonder if that actually happens. You know, if you ingest too much honey, you just start. You turn into the honey monster.
I want some sugar puffs now.
Oh. It's a bit ironic that it's the honey monster, and yet he's the sugar puffs front man.
Surely he should be like the spokesperson for honey loops.
Yeah, or honey waffles.
At least
what was your favourite cereal as a kid?
Oh, great. Bring up the kid card again. From what I can remember, yes, that is a dusty
Shreddies.
Sleeve. Dusty sleeve? That sounds a bit dirty.
Oh. I got a dusty sleeve last night.
Hey.
Man, how was it?
Dusty.
Incredibly uncomfortable.
Holy crap, man.
I kept sneezing.
Damn. Dusty sleeve.
That's what happens when you try out your moves on a vacuum cleaner as well.
Anyway, back to the cereal thing.
Favorite cereal when I was younger, it had to. I've got to say, just Nesquik, because I used to leave it for a while, and then, you know, because the milk turned chocolatey, and I used to put way too much in, so I used to have a drink of chocolate milk afterwards.
Who wants some fucking Nesquik?
Why are the packs of Nesquik that's powdered, so you don't have to waste cereal and get, like, cereal glue?
Well, I'll just blend it.
Does it blend?
I'll blend Nesquik, and then just, yeah, that's my breakfast.
Kyle, what was yours?
It was probably, as you know, cinnamon grahams. They're like the best thing ever.
Cinnamon buns?
Cinnamon!
Oh, yeah.
Wow!
No, in fact, Simon, what's your favourite?
Ready Breck.
Ready Breck.
I had Ready Breck yesterday.
What is that, porridge?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't like porridge. I never did.
You freak.
I don't know. It's like, you should put some sugar in it. Put sugar in it. It still tastes like shit.
Funny enough, the other day I was running late to college and we had, it was like a pot. And it was like, you add hot water and it becomes porridge. And I was like, oh my God, what are we going to do with this? And it's like...
What are you going to do? You just explained what you were going
to
do with
it. It's like, I'm running late. If I can't eat it at home. I'm going to have to run out the front door with porridge in a pot with a spoon. And I was running up the road eating porridge out of a fucking pot. Gotta say, it was weird.
Nom, 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 nom.
The best that I've ever done is I ran out of my house holding a cup of tea and some toast to get into my dad's car to try and get somewhere.
Was he wearing a suit and tie as well? Because it sounds like the sort of thing people who work in offices do.
I was wearing a button-up shirt at the time, but I wasn't wearing a full suit and tie. I couldn't do my tie. So it was just sort of hanging around my neck, like, casually. So I thought perhaps I could go in smart casual. It's like the end of the day, but it's the morning. Hey, I've just got here, but it looks like I'm leaving.
Does that mean I can go home now?
Oh, yeah.
Like the suave guy. No, I'm not suave at all. I just tell people that they're useless. But yeah, that's my breakfast story. What have you ever done something like that, Simon? Walked out with like half Jaffa cake pack hanging on your face.
The remnants of Jaffa.
You've got crumbs in your hair and your
in his eyes
beard.
And his nose.
I guess
his.
We can call it a beard.
That weird fluff at the bottom of his face.
Well, I used to have a weird breakfast when I was at Temple. It was really strange. It was very unconventional. I never really had cereal that often, so this was very unhealthy. I used to have a whole pack of, is it Maryland cookies?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I used to have a whole pack of Maryland cookies and milk every morning.
What the fuck are
cookies and milk?
Cookies and milk is actually really, really nice.
Milk and cookies?
You don't usually, you think, oh, that's childish, but it's actually really freaking nice.
That kind of reminds me of a story of...
Tell us your story, Sam.
Well, this is actually one of the stories I regained from preschool. And whoa. I know that we got given some milk and some biscuits. And I cried for half an hour because they took my milk away because I dunked too many biscuits in it. It was just a biscuit crumb case on top of it, and there was, you couldn't even see the milk.
Wait, when was this?
Preschool. We had cookies and fucking milk every day.
Yeah, another thing Sam remembers. Yay!
Oh, I remember being in year two.
Triggered.
Right. I remember when I was in year two, I had the meningitis jab. You must have had that in year three, so you're older. But I remember having it and fainting because I didn't like the sight of my own blood, and I just completely collapsed. I woke up about 10 minutes later, and there was this teacher giving me food. I was like, oh my God, biscuits and a cup of tea.
Are you bribing not to sue me?
Yeah.
Quick, have some snacks.
That's
snacks.
All my main concern, though, was I thought that I dented the cupboard I fell into.
So they might sue you.
I might have Sam to make a joke about the fact that Kyle said he saw his own blood, because I'm not going to say it, because I know Kyle whacked me one.
You know.
Joke here.
By the way, just because you're ill, don't think I won't hit you.
I don't care. I can't run, actually. you fainted at the sight of your own blood, and every morning and every night, and sometimes during the middle of the day, you should faint then.
Don't be mean! Why would you say such a thing?
Especially when you take off those wristbands. They're just holding it all in. The last bits of blood that you have are just
starting to swell. Ever so slowly.
I'm surprised they're still white. They haven't got a tint of red yet.
He washes them.
Blah, 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 blah.
Every morning, yeah. And every night.
Washes them during cutting breaks. When he knows they've scabbed over a bit.
Oh. I missed again. Keep missing.
Finally,
trying to kick me.
How long have we been talking?
I don't know, a few minutes, I believe.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's 28 minutes.
What are we going to play next?
Well,
excuse me.
You tramp.
I'm so sorry.
Get out.
So ladylike.
You wench.
Yeah, you're perched, sort of sitting on the table right next
you wrench.
To me. So
if you
annoy me, I can sort of
push me up.
Yeah, I can wander over and push you.
Your eyes are like spanners. When my eyes look at them, my nuts tighten.
Ew.
I'm sorry, oh. What?
Sam,
I don't know, I saw it on Facebook the other night, I was like, what?
About the party on Saturday, do you remember how we all woke up about 10 o'clock, and then the first thing we turned around to see was Aiden at 10 o'clock in the morning drinking cider, first drink of the day.
Yeah, he woke up and drank some.
How?
Because he can, because he's a boss.
Like a boss.
Like a boss.
My perfect wake up drink would probably, it's just tea.
Yeah, I'll say
it's
I could do a cup of tea when I wake up.
Do you two are like the same person, but in different bodies when you're in this studio?
What?
It's like you should just merge together and become
we're not the same
two
person.
Monster.
We're completely different people.
Yeah.
A caiman.
Yeah, a caiman.
Or a style.
I prefer caiman.
I mean, for one, piercings repulse me. So.
And for one thing, I don't have a fucking huge nose.
Exactly.
And Simon doesn't bleed a lot.
I don't have a beard.
No, Carl, you have three beard. Hairs on your chin.
I'm like Shaggy from fucking Scooby Doo.
Really?
No, that's
really
Scooby.
That really yeah.
All right, I reckon we should move on to what we have in store.
Oh, is that what I think it is?
Yeah.
Should we give him a bit of backstory?
All right. Okay.
Shall we have a jingle?
No.
Yes.
A jingle.
Yes.
What's this section gonna be called?
It's the improv minutes.
It's the improv minutes.
Right.
Save that.
Improv minute. Well, I can't.
Cut it.
copy and paste.
We can record something after this and then put it in. But the
We'll do that.
The improv minute is basically.
Forget what you just heard.
Shut up. We've got limited time left. But the improv minute. The backstory to this is we had to do a radio drama not so long ago. And Kyle, like, being his non...
Well, I wasn't here at the time, so I didn't write up a script. And we was all recording our radio dramas last week. So I thought, well, why not? You know, just improvise it and we'll hope for the best. And we ended up with roughly 8 minutes of footage.
All right, so basically the scene is that I play sort of a chav. And me and Simon both play these drug carriers. And we've just got a massive shipment.
And Simon's high.
and we've crashed. So,
I make a terrible policeman. I know this.
Okay, work it out for yourself. We're sorry if this is sort of boring to you or anything,
or
but
confusing.
We found it just hilarious.
This is the third time I've listened to this today.
And yeah, it's just hilarious. All right, so we hope you find this funny as well. Plus that, we don't really want to play any more songs. All right then. Okay. Here we go.
Hey, brother, I can't believe we got away with so much dope, man.
What?
The shipment, man. You see how much we got back here?
Oh my god, is that drug? I thought it was sugar.
Sugar, mate? Are you off your tits already?
No.
No.
Okay, just go back to that word. Are you off your head already?
What's that?
You off your rocker already, mate?
Mate, with all this around, I can't help myself.
Do you know how screwed we are now, man? We got to deliver every single pound.
How was I supposed to know?
Keep your eyes on the road, man. The road.
I can't. Oh no.
You should just say what road,
mate. Okay. Now come back and be like, oh, what happened?
Man, what happened, man?
Bruv, I'm bleeding, bruv.
Oh, shit. Oh, god. Oh, shit.
Okay, right.
You're okay.
Okay, start off with the bit where he was unconscious again.
Okay, starting off. Oh man, what happened?
Bruv. I'm bleeding, bruv. Feels like I got shanked.
I'm so sorry. I need to pee. You need to pee.
This is like comedy gold.
Can we actually save this one for the podcast?
This is the full thing, don't worry. I'm just going to like cut bits and make it blink. Okay, take three.
Wake up, Simon.
Oh, mate. I'm bleeding, bruv.
Oh, man, what happened?
Bruv, I'm bleeding, man. I'm bleeding bad.
Shit, should I call the cops? Or ambulance?
Just call someone, mate. I'm really scared.
I can't move, man. I'm stuck.
Wait.
Bruv, help me.
Wait, open up.
What?
You, the laughing policeman. Oi, open up.
Oi, open up.
Oh. Right, anyway. Right,
a tear came out. I didn't know what to inject to myself.
I didn't expect you to come in. Yet.
I've just like tapped on the window, but I can't exactly go.
Yes, you can. You just did it.
It doesn't sound right. Or can I? No,
I can't find anything to like.
Does that sound like glass?
Yeah, go with it.
Does that pick up?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that sort of works, if not I amplify. Right, then go back to what you're saying.
Where did we stop?
Well, he was bleeding, you're like, oh shit.
Just call someone, man, I'm scared.
I can't. I'm stuck in the car. Oh, mate, it's the Gavers.
Gavers, bruv. Gavers. I didn't know what to say.
Gavers,
bruv.
Don't talk, Jimmy, it'll be fine.
For the love of God, don't let Sue know this is improv. Please.
Just farted.
No, that's fucking scary. Alright, okay. That's what it's doing. Right, I'll knock again.
Did you knock? Did you actually knock?
No, you have to say your line and I knock halfway through.
What? I can't get out of the car?
No, say like... he said, call someone. Or just call someone.
I'm scared, man. Just call someone.
I can't get out of the car, man. Who is it? Oh, mate, it's the Gavers.
You alright? You look like you've been taking something, mate.
No, officer. No, I haven't.
You sure? Your friend over there looks pretty shook up.
Yeah.
Oh, you fucking kidding me?
I can't do it. I watch Brit Cops, but that's what does it.
Sorry, we've just had an immense car crash.
Mate, you're right.
I'm bleeding out of the thing. Oh, mate, you look like you've taken something.
Note the fact that I said I can't open the door, which means the car's pretty fucked. Such a twat.
Oh, my God.
You're right, mate. You look like a bit shifty. Your friends are dying, but I'm fucked. I'm going to have to take you down the stage to pay into this cup, mate.
Okay, right, okay. It's like, whoa, mate. You've not even taken something. I can't think of anything to say.
Are you all right in there? Considering it's been fucked.
I saw you swerve back there.
I saw you swerve and explode into this fireball. You've been taking something, ain't you?
Okay, right, I've got to write something down. Can you give me a pen?
Just say, are you all right in there? I'll be like, mate, call an ambulance. Jim, he's gone.
He's bleeding out, bruv.
Quick. You hallucinate the cop. Who are you talking to, bruv?
Right, okay.
Bruv, look, Jim. It's Barney.
Do you need an ambulance?
What do you fucking think? Do you need an ambulance?
I'm fucking bleeding out.
He's got a pole through him.
Okay. Are you okay? Oh, I'm going to call an ambulance.
There's a stop sign coming through my midriff. Of course I need a fucking
I'm going to call you an ambulance. You're an ambulance.
This will just be part of Simon's sort of trip out. And when he comes to, he's like, oh shit, he's dead. Bruv!
Dave.
Bruv!
Right, so I'm gonna say, like, are you two okay? I'm gonna call you an ambulance. And then you're gonna, alright, and I'm like, have you been taking something?
No.
You look like you've been doing something. Can I take your details? And that's where I'll
help me, bruv.
Right, and you go, right, okay, yeah, thanks, whatever.
Is it still recording or did you stop it?
Yeah, it's still recording.
Fair enough.
It's gonna be hilarious. Right, okay. Back to what we say. Back to your line, Simon.
From where? Which line?
I can't get out of the car. Or something.
Mate.
You say you're bleeding.
I don't know, man. Just call someone.
Mate, I can't get out of the car, mate. Mate, it's the gathers.
You two all right in there?
Mate, we need an ambulance, quick.
Right, all right, now I'll call you an ambulance, mate. Hold on. Well, your eyes are a bit red, mate. Have you been taking something?
Red? You don't get red when they're high.
I thought they did.
Bloodshot.
They go,
yeah, bloodshot.
They just go red. They go.
Your pupils are dilated, my good friend.
You look at an alien.
Okay, right, so your pupils look a bit off.
Yeah, okay.
Right, all right. Your I can't remember what I'm saying. What did you say beforehand? You said, yeah, thanks, or something, didn't you?
Hurry, mate, please.
Okay, we'll start from here. You two all right?
No, mate, call an ambulance. He's bleeding out.
All right, then I'll call you an ambulance, mate. Hold on. Your pupils are a bit big, mate. You're right. You've been taking something.
No, I haven't been taking anything, officer, I swear.
Alright, I'm gonna take down your details.
Oh,
I can see the light.
That'll do, I think.
Oh shit.
Alright, that was the podcast minute.
What?
Do the jingle.
That was a podcast minute. My voice went, what the fuck?
That
podcast.
That,
as minute.
You can see, we're all useless at improv.
Do you think we should? We want to ask the fans a serious question.
And I'll actually check the Twitter this time.
Yes, and tell us. You can either talk to us via the Twitter. If you don't have Twitter, then talk to either one of us on Facebook. Send us an angry email.
Or if you're feeling really generous, you can go onto our old website.
Yeah.
That
go
we
on.
Haven't mentioned for a while.
Yeah, you could do that. But if you want us to do more improv, we'll come up with a few characters and we'll come up with a really crap scenario. And
Jim,
we will,
Dave.
Yeah, we will try. And,
or what's even better is they give us three names. If you all give us three names in a scenario, we'll pick one out at random and we'll make a very bad narrative on them.
Give us your names and we can pretend to be you.
I'm a girl!
I'm a girl!
Who do you know someone that's called girl?
I said, I'm a girl, not I'm girl.
I am girl! My second name is woman!
All right. So if you want to do that for us, we'll make try and make it funny.
Well, you should try.
Right. This is the.
I have a character already.
Right. Don't care. This is the end of the podcast.
Dick face.
This is the end of the podcast. I'm still very ill, and I probably won't survive until the next one. So I'm Sam Riemann with from KSFM, with Carl Terry.
Hello.
Our bleeding orc.
Goodbye.
And Simon Chambers, who is whispering sweet nothings into Carl's ear.
Sweet nothings. Did you hear what I said to you?
Grandpa no. Gimli.
That's it.
Simon, will you say goodbye?
You can't do that, you twit.
That's
why?
It.
Right,
it's
okay.
Taken.
Bye.
This
bye.
Was KSFM.
Hello.
This was KSFM.
Grandpa Gimli.
Hope you enjoyed it. Goodbye.